Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hey, Sunit. You know, I never thought India's CEOs could be this talkative. I'm, of course, talking about the recent State of the Economy survey that we did.
Oh, yeah. Some revealing answers on everything from work from home to what keeps them up at night.
Well, the big takeaway for me was how positive many of them are about a swift recovery. Half of the 105 CEOs and founders who were part of the survey actually expect that their net profits this year will end up somewhere near last year's level, despite the pandemic and despite the economic collapse.
Most of them are not expecting a recovery in overall revenues, though. Meaning, this quick recovery in profits is likely to come via cost savings, particularly employee costs.
Yeah, essentially, the companies are going to come out of this pandemic looking largely okay. But the employees are not going to be so lucky. More than half of the company leaders say they've initiated either salary cuts or layoffs within their organizations over the last few months.
And these companies are pretty representative of what's happening in the overall economy. The survey included both big and small firms, from HDFC and Oyo to Parley and Bata. Collectively, the strength of their workforce was well over 1 million people last year. Who knows what that figure is likely to be after all these layoffs?
The Center for Monitoring Indian Economy claims at least 20 million salaried people might have lost their jobs since April.
And this is, in fact, one of the reasons why we had this idea a couple of months ago to partner with Bain & Co. to do this survey. It gives a snapshot of what's happening to our economy as we go through a troubling year.
Well, negative 23% GDP growth is definitely extraordinary. Tons of ideas have been floating about regarding a viable path to recovery. And India Inc.'s chief executives also have a few ideas. Most of them think a threefold increase in spending on economic infrastructure is the best possible option. Some of them also want a reduction in goods and services tax rates.
You really think any of this will happen, Ajay? In fact, the CEOs are rather skeptical about any big boost in spending. Their biggest common concern is that India has very little room for a demand stimulus. The central government has no money and the states are in a bad shape.
Yeah, and ordinary consumers are doing even worse, actually. And these corporate leaders actually recognize it. Nearly 2/3 of them worry about falling consumer purchasing power.
Interestingly, about 40% also fear that in the post-COVID era, there'll be a rise in social and economic unrest. That's a very ominous finding. Only about 10% see the Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign as an economically significant exercise. They may not say it openly, but not many inside India Inc. seem to believe that the country is heading in the right direction.
I guess the only certainty is it's going to be uncertain times ahead. Some of these companies are also already preparing for it. Many of them claim they'll be spending a lot of time over the next 12 to 24 months to localize their supply chains. That way, they can at least avoid global risks.
Another key priority seems to be engineering a digital shift. Particularly, consumer-facing firms are using this year to digitize processes.
Yeah, 2/3 of these CEOs say that's what they're spending most of their working hours on these days.
There's one surprising element to this, Ajay. Work from home is one facet of this ongoing digital pivot. But most don't expect it to last very long. It may not become a permanent organizational imperative. Only 1/3 of the company leaders think more than a quarter of their current workforce would permanently shift to remote work. A bulk of them, or 75%, will return to offices.
Well, I never thought I would say this, but I personally can't wait to go back to an office.
Ditto, Ajay, at least for a couple of days in a week. If you're out there listening to this podcast, I hope your work from home stint is going fine. Do keep physical distancing in mind when you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Summer is always full of fun, and this summer FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.